Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 3, Week 9, The Vision, Experience, Enjoyment, and Expression of the Supreme Preciousness of Christ for the Genuine Church Life, Lord's Day, Related Verses, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, 5 through 6, and 8 through 9. Verses 1 through 3. Therefore, putting away all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, as newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good. Verses 5 through 6. You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it is contained in Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and he who believes on him shall by no means be put to shame." Verses 8 through 9. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, who stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they were appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 11 through 12. Verse 8, but do not let this one thing escape you, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. Verses 11 through 12, since all these things are to be thus dissolved, what kind of persons ought you to be in holy manner of life and godliness, expecting and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements, burning with intense heat, are to be melted away?